kickstart your road to fitness with the Hard Work Works fitness app. For all ability levels, with a full gym or no gym, zero problems, Jack. Well, it's included over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. There's even a nutrition guide to help you stay on track. All of this for only $10 a month. And of course, there's a special offer for the program listeners. Use promo code STUPID and get your first month free. The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today. Podcast where we try to get you into a band, and there is absolutely zero way that this is a second take, and how dare you imply that we've already done the first 5 minutes of this show. I am offended. Today's band is Sunny Day Real Estate, and I'm not going to bust out an Always Sunny joke because it didn't work the first time. It's not going to work this time. This one's been 2 years in the making, and funnily enough, the two panelists pushing to make it happen end up being the only two who are going to be on the show. So this one's an important one for you, John, no?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is one of those bands that, you know, I sometimes come on here and be like, oh, you know, this is going to hurt. I love all these songs. But really, I love all of these songs. And if you guys can just imagine, you know, part of my soul dying if any song goes in the trash, that'd be actually what's going to happen. So, yeah, this is one that I've been listening to, you know, ever since they came out. I first heard Diary. God, it came out in 94. I was probably 15, almost 16. And yeah, I listened to it every single day. And it just became part of my consciousness. And when the Pink One came out, it was the same thing. And then when they broke up, it was like, oh. And then, you know, finally hearing that they got back together, and then they would break up and get back together and break up and get back together. And I finally got to see them in 2000, and then again in 2009, and it was just life-altering experience. And I've seen, you know, Jeremy do his solo thing a bunch of times, which is also fantastic. But yeah, this is a band that, you know, I've been listening to for 27 years, and it still sounds just as fresh and just as exciting. I still love it just as much as I did then.
You know, Peter, I thought that maybe it wouldn't be as heavy, like the weight. I didn't think he was going to, I thought we were going to get away from it this time, but no, it feels like I feel like he dumped a little bit more weight on us this time. walk us through your relationship with Sunny Day Real Estate.
So when I was about 14 years old, I heard that Dave Grohl was starting a new band, and that he was starting it with two members of a band called Sunny Day Real Estate, and that they were from Seattle. And I was like, oh, cool. They probably sound like Nirvana. I'll check them out. So I bought Diary and the Pink album, and they don't sound like Nirvana, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. And I really fell in love with what they were doing. And I just kept going along with them with How It Feels to Be Something On, and then eventually The Rising Tide. And I just felt that there are really good musicians and really good songwriters, and they paved the way for bands like Jimmy Eat World and, to a certain extent, Weezer.
Yeah.
And I love a lot of their stuff. And like, there was a lot of songs where I was like, I don't want to cut this, but I have to have only 20. Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at.
This was a band that let me phrase this in a way that makes sense, was pretty much nowhere on my radar. Okay. You know, other than the two of you both saying, hey, you know, Sunny Day Real Estate, when are we going to do that one? Hey, when are we doing that Sunny Day Real Estate episode, Justin, for 2.5 years, however long it's been, in doing the research, I had mentioned to John, like, I'm pretty sure I've heard Lipton Witch somewhere. He thinks maybe he put it on a playlist or something. Possibility, but I get the distinct feeling of, and you know, it might just be the song itself that I heard it in a movie somewhere, but either way, all brand new to me. And this is yet another one of those bands that it's like, how did I not know? You guys have both mentioned, you know, two members of this band, being in Foo Fighters, like the first lineup of Foo Fighters. And I never followed those threads until like my mid 20s. So I don't know, like nobody ever said those exact words to me. Hey, they were in this band called Sunny Day Real Estate in my 20s when I would have followed the thread back to that band or to this band. So this is very much a just in the vein Justin band sound wise. You could tell that hum, you know, I got a very distinct hum feeling.
Oh, yeah.
At times, like you mentioned, Weezer. Very much, you know, low level Weezer stuff. It's just a really good band. This isn't one of those bands that I feel like with Free Throw we did relatively recently, where like every song could, like there was definitely songs where it's like, okay, I love this song, but this song feels like it could loop somebody in. I found it a little bit easier to do that. But knowing that what this band means to you, John, what was it like? How did you go about picking your 20 for this episode?
It was excruciatingly painful. And I seriously considered, because there's, you know, there's 11 songs on Dire and there's 9 songs on the LP2, the pink one. I seriously considered just doing those and being done with it and just letting the cards fall where they may, because I could not bear to cut any of those songs. But I ended up, you know, trying to be a little more fair and judicious to the later stuff, because their sound does change. It does evolve. You know, they, when they came back after they broke up with How It Feels to Be Something On and Rising Tide, like that's a different band. And it was hard. And there's some classic great songs on those albums that I felt like had to be in there. But it was like, it was worse than pulling teeth, not including some of the songs from Diary and Pink.
What was it like, putting your 20 together for this, Peter?
Much the same. Like, I kind of wanted to just be like, why do an episode? Just have everybody listen to the first three albums and then be like, yeah, there you go. but yeah, I tried to be more inclusive with How It Feels to Be Something On and The Rising Tide, even though, like John said, like, it is a different band at that point, but the seeds are still there. Like, it's not a completely different band, but their sound does kind of shift.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because that's kind of how I ended up feeling. Is the pink one and the first album? Just, I was like, well, how do you cut anything from this? Like, I mean, I found places to cut, but like it didn't feel right. It really did not feel right. But I wanted, like you both have mentioned, there's some good stuff in what is it, the last two records, maybe three, whatever it is. There's good stuff there. But when you shine it up against that first stuff, it's like, okay, well, I can cut because I have this from the first record. So I don't want to say it was painstaking, but it definitely was a lot harder than I thought. Now, listening to the music was mad fucking easy. I did it on a walk. I was like, I listened to the entire discography and it was just like, oh man, fucking word. I'm glad I listened to this band. Based on the conversation we just had though, this is where it could get sticky, because this isn't a deep discography, and we thought we had it in the bag with Free Throw. What do you think we're going to get through unanimously, John? Like, how many? For the final say.
Five.
Five? Okay. All right. What are you thinking, Peter?
That's what I was going to say. I'm going to be a little bit more optimistic and say six.
Okay. Man, five was exactly what I was thinking too. Because I feel like there's four or five that it's like, yeah, we're probably all in lockstep. And then the rest...
Don't tease me like that. Don't set that up for me. Because if it doesn't happen...
But it does... I don't know. It feels that way. But
I still have PTSD from free throw.
We were all over the map with that one.
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay, I'll lowball. I'll go four. I'll go four just in case. Yeah,
it's putting the squeeze on me there.
I can't imagine it goes the other way. I can't imagine it goes too low. But
now, are we doing the thing where if everyone is over, then no one gets it and we just play regular?
I think so. I think that was okay. a good way to do it.
Okay.
All right. With that, though, we're going to get into some gameplay here right after this message, which probably won't even really be there. But don't worry about me saying that. We'll be right back. With that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have combed through the Sunny Day Real Estate catalog and have plucked out 20 songs that we are now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you in case you have never given Sunny Day Real Estate the time of day. And shame on you. Well, shame on me really too, because I didn't until now. But that's why we're doing this. All right, and I'd be remiss if I didn't start here, because this is exactly where the playlist starts, and I feel like it. I don't know that there's ever been a better tone setter to how I was going to feel about a band than Seven.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let me bring it up on the machine here. I thought I already had it. There we go. Don't play through my phone. Play through the computer. Come on. One thing I forgot to mention is, like, especially with this one, later at the drive-in.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Like, the way the guitars trade off with each other.
They are responsible for, like, that whole second wave of emo and indie rock that became what it was. Like, none of that stuff exists without this.
And it's just, this is such a good tone setter for the album, such a good tone setter for the band. It's just...
Yeah, the way the lyrics are buried, the dynamics of it. Yeah, like, everyone listened to this, and, like, all those bands you mentioned, they all listened to this as teenagers and started a band and tried to sound like it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Off to a good start. We got one in. John?
I'm just going to keep following it in circles.
Yep.
I do not have in circles.
What?
I know.
Justin.
I know.
That's like their signature song.
Yeah. Here we go.
I didn't know that going in. So the listeners agree with you, by the way.
They better.
So, I mean, that'll give it some weight in the next round. All right, Peter?
I'm just going to keep going down the line here. A song about an angel?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. Stuff has to get cut sometimes, remember?
Never. I should mention I did pick 38 songs for this instead of 20. I hope that's okay.
What's funny is usually I'm a, hey, get to the point kind of a guy, which is why I loved Seven. It really doesn't take long to set up. But I feel like the payoffs with Sunny Day Real Estate.
Oh, yeah.
If you just wait it out, you're going to be in for a treat.
They just let that tension build and build and build. Yeah.
I don't remember where this one. Listen to that. God. Oh. All right. Back to me, huh? How about 48?
No.
Yes.
Okay. It's still on. See, Peter, they can't all make it, right?
we've so far managed to avoid anything in the trash, which I'm very happy with. So if we could keep that going, that'd be great.
Don't you jinx it, John.
Hey, I'm just saying.
All right, you're up.
We got to go to Pink here. Friday.
Yes.
No.
All right. All right, one and one. Peter?
Sticking with Pink, Theo B.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. We're already kicking free throws ass.
I'd listen to that so fucking good.
I love their ability to have like all the jangly and, you know, be able to explode into like your prototypical, we'll say, grungy, grimy guitars too.
They're heavier than you think, because like the vocals are so high and like kind of a falsetto, but if you take away the vocals, some of the stuff is like metal, like they are heavy.
Yeah.
Especially the Diary stuff.
They got such a nice like switch to them too.
A lot of drop D and a lot of like low tunings, yeah.
All right, boom. All right. We're one away from my four. I'll stay with you guys. I'll stay on Pink. How about Red Elephant?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh. Oh. There's a groove to them too.
Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, I can see why Dave Grohl was like, I want that rhythm section.
Yeah, exactly. If you watch the Foo Fighters documentary, The Back and Forth, early on, he talks about seeing them and they show a couple of clips and like, yeah, absolutely. You're 100% right.
Just like that, we're at four. All right, John.
All right, let's take an excursion a little bit later on here. Every Shining Time You Arrive.
Yep.
No. I feel like those are the ones we're gonna.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe. All right, Peter.
On that same album, Pillars.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. I believe this one takes a second too, but it's a track one. And I take my track one seriously nowadays because everybody has pegged me as a track one guy. I am. They're not wrong.
This one builds though. It's epic.
I found myself getting lost because, like I said, I was walking and listening to these, and I found myself getting lost in the song and forgetting that I was trying to build a playlist, which is always a good sign about a band. Just so everybody can hear where it goes a little bit. There we go. All right, so I'm out. That gives us our five for John. All right, back to me, huh? Well, we've already talked about it. I was playing it when John came on. Lipton Witch.
No.
Yes.
All right. God, that song is so fucking good.
Yeah, if only we had gotten the rest of that album that they were working on.
All right, John?
All right, let's go back to Diary. Round.
No.
Oof, nope.
the streak is broken.
It finally happened.
Really? This nobody late. Picked around?
Some stuff had to go.
But here's where you're right. Like, if we had five people, it would have...
Yeah.
It wouldn't be dead. But we might not have five unanimous, so... It bears repeating, though. Like, as often as I've said it, I don't know that it's ever been more apt. The first two, like, we could take Pink and Diary. Like, you really could go this.
It's Wheel of Fortune rules. You take your RSTL, any, you take your Diary and Pink, and then you work with the rest. Yeah, yeah. That's what I've been calling for.
All right. Peter?
Yes. 47.
Nope.
No, god damn it. And it's so good.
These guys are really into bonkers.
Yeah, they are. Like, almost the entirety of Diary, at least half of it, is numbers. And then
that was the thing too. I think because they were letting the drummer name the songs, and so you have 7, 8, 9, and then when they came back in 2009, they were playing a new song live, and they were calling it 10. And then I think the story is 47 to 48 is they were just tired of low numbers, and he just picked some random numbers.
And then there's also 5/4.
Yep.
And 100 million.
Yep.
And one.
All right, so we're back around to me, right? Well, let's stay on the numbers tip. Either version of this is fine with me. I picked the Pink one. 8.
I've got it.
Yes.
Hey. Do you guys have a preference, Pink or?
Pink.
Okay.
Pink.
It was on the Batman Forever soundtrack, am I right? The one that had Kiss from a Rose that U2 song.
Yeah. That was definitely Forever.
That was a weird soundtrack.
It was.
Because it also had the Flaming Lips on there.
Mm-hmm.
And look at that. Just like that, Peter's got the final say. We are at 6. I think I just liked the switch on this when it hits a little bit better. Come on. All right, John?
Back to me again. Let's stay on Pink Iscarabade.
Yes.
No.
Thank you, Justin. Well done.
All right, Peter?
I'm going to go back to how it feels. Guitar and video games.
Fuck me. No.
That was number 21.
If I had to guess, mine was like 22, 23. Yep. Definitely one of the last ones.
I mean, it was 39.
All right. Fuck me. This always makes me feel bad. Because this was why I wanted to keep it.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets there. Like, it has what you want from them, but it also shows a different side of them.
I mean, lyrically, this was me at 16 when this came out.
All right.
He does that. He does that at the solo shows too. It's really fucking good.
I'll stay on that album. How about The Shark's Own Private Fuck?
No.
No.
Okay. They can't all go in.
Based solely on titles, it's number one, but.
Running out of numbers, guys. What else have we got? Oh, it starts private fuck.
Yeah, I suppose there's a B-side that has a kind of a ridiculous name, and supposedly they asked him what to call it, and he just looked around and saw that and was like, how about that? So that's what they called it.
Nice. I miss being in a band.
Yeah.
For reasons like that. All right, John?
All right, we haven't done any Rising Tide yet, so let's do Killed by an Angel.
Yes.
Yep.
Hey!
All right.
Up and over.
We got both of the Angel songs.
I felt like it was nice bookends.
I think we got all of their track ones on here.
No, we didn't get Friday. Not in the list yet.
Oh.
It's in the conversation, but...
All right. Peter?
Let's stay on that album. Disappear.
No.
Yes.
This might go down as the... Because what, each of us has had one go into the pile? And that's it, I think?
There have been four.
Four, okay. But still, I think that...
Yeah.
That's really low.
It's helping. Yeah.
Six, seven. I got eight left. All right. How about... Let's go back to numbers. 100 million.
Yep.
No.
Not dead.
But I'm glad it's in.
John's just looking to break a record. I don't keep those records. I probably should. All right, John?
Jenna.
Yep.
Okay, no.
Thank you.
One and one. Peter?
About Diary. Or not Diary, sometimes off of Diary.
Yes.
No. Number 22.
All right. Justin and Pita. Okay. Getting down to the nitty gritty here. How about Fool in the Photograph?
Nope.
No.
Oh. This right here was so hard to ignore.
It's all hard to ignore. It's all great.
Fair enough. All right, John?
Blankets Were the Stairs.
Uh-uh.
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah, we're getting towards the bottom.
That one hurts, you guys.
One and wait a sec. There it is. Come on. Do what I tell you, phone. Right, Peter?
Rodeo Jones.
No.
Yes.
In the...
Oh my god, yes.
Listeners were with you on that one.
You can watch on YouTube the unedited footage of them playing on 120 minutes. And they do Rodeo Jones, and it is, my god, unbelievable.
Two, three. I only have five left.
I got two.
All right. Well, I
have four.
Okay. I'll just dump out then. All right. I got Shadows.
Yep.
No, but I'm glad it makes it.
All right. Nine.
Nope.
No.
Okay. Spade and Parade.
Nope.
Going with the B-sides. I love it, but no.
All right. One.
Nope.
Nope. Late cut, but no.
And then Faces in Disguise.
I got that one.
Okay.
Nope.
So let's see. Faces in Disguise. Had two, right? All right. John?
I have Waffle and How It Feels to Be Something On.
Nope.
Waffle. And How It
Feels. It's rough. It's rough.
And just for funsies, I had Roses in the Water and The Prophet.
Roses was a late, late cut for me. All right. Let me see. I got to make sure I get... There was like a couple that I landed at the end there, right? Shadows. One and one. What was it? Shadows, Nine Mist.
Faces in Disguise.
Faces in Disguise.
And Rodeo Jones were the last ones.
Did I already get Faces in Disguise? Yes, I did. Okay. So we got seven through unanimously. Eight. Killed by an Angel, Pillars, Red Elephant, Seven, Song About an Angel, and Theo B. And by my count, I see 13 twos. Peter gets the last say. So two of these between John and I, and then one for Peter. So we got, and...
Peter, I'll give you one American dollar if you let me pick it.
Here's what we got. We got 100 million, 48, Disappear, Every Shining Time You Arrive, Faces in Disguise, Friday, In Circles, Escarabade, Jenna, Lipton Witch, Rodeo Jones, Shadows, and Sometimes. What the fuck? Oh, God. Okay.
Can I pick five of them? There are five that have to be on there out of that list.
Well, unfortunately, no. There's only three.
It's your show, man. It's your show. We can change the rules right now.
There's only three.
Just say the word.
There's only... Don't you Fredo me.
Hey, it worked. I wouldn't try it if it hadn't worked one time.
That's the same thing he says. I'm drawn to Lipton Witch mostly because... Well, number one, it's just a fucking great song. But number two, because, like, the promise of what could have been, you know what I mean? After a breakup, to be able to come back and write a song that fucking great. At the same time, it's like, holy shit, I didn't get more with that. Where are you leaning, John?
All of them. Like, in Circles, Friday... Every Shining Time You Arrive, Scarabade, Disappear, Jenna, Sometimes, Rodeo Jones, Shadows, like, those all deserve to be on there.
Well, yeah. Our options are removing ones that were unanimous to make room for ones in the conversation.
Yeah, we can't do that.
So,
If I'm going to be analytical about it, if I'm going to remove my emotional ties to literally every note of all of these songs, I'd say Every Shining Time You Arrive, because that's a different type of sound. And that's a lot of things. Like, if we're going for a well-rounded thing, I would say that deserves a shot.
Okay.
I would say something like... Jenna or Sometimes, it's a little quieter in parts, or like something like Shadows, because we have a lot of the, like, Seven has a lot of the bombast, like Pillars has the bombast, Killed by an Angel has the bombast, Eight does. So even something like Friday, that is a little more melodic and a little less heavy,
mm-hmm.
would be something to think about, maybe.
I hear you. I'm with that. I went ahead and put, Every Shining Time You Arrive through, which brings us to eight. So between you and I, we get the one more.
And like, but like, how can it not be In Circles? Like, that's, like Peter said, like that's that was the like the MTV 120 minutes, like that was the quote unquote hit.
Maybe if we leave it out there, Peter takes that as the final maybe. As his final say.
See, Peter, I'll give you two American dollars for the pick.
Something a little quieter, maybe then, like you said.
I keep looking at like we have three from Pink and we have two from Diary, and that is not enough from either of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, we used one on and Every Shining Time You Arrive. So I feel like it has to be, I'm looking at Friday or Jenna or Sometimes or Rodeo Jones or Shadows. I mean, as much as I love, and I love 48. I don't know.
Maybe
something from the first two. I think we can cut Faces in Disguise. I'd say cut 100 million, cut Disappear, even though I love those songs. Even Lipton Witch, I agree, like Lipton Witch is great, but it's we just don't have enough of the early stuff for it. If we had a list of 15 or 13, then maybe, but I don't think it holds up to like a Friday or a Jenna or a Rodeo Jones or a Sometimes.
Okay.
I get it, like, and I love it. And again, like you came in, you know, blind to this, and that's one that you latched onto and that has value. And if you want to make a case for it, I'm listening. But that's where I'm at.
I feel like I'm with you though. Like I feel like we have the big sound of the band really well established with our list.
Like only two off a Diary is out of these what eight that we have so far is criminal.
Yeah. I'm looking at Friday here because
yeah.
I mean, we already kind of mentioned we have all the track ones that it's such great tone setting. And I think it fulfills the list.
I nearly cried when I saw them play it in 2009.
All right. So let's go with Friday then. And then that gives us 9 and the final say over to Peter. As usual, I prefer a song that is alive and well, but you do not have to play by those rules.
Bucket of chicken. No.
I'm going with In Circles.
All right.
It has to be. Yeah, that's the... Yeah.
All right.
I'm with you.
So, this gives us our 10. We've got 8. Every Shining Time You Arrive, Friday, In Circles, Killed by an Angel, Pillars, Red Elephant, 7, Song About an Angel, and Theo B gives us 10. Now, out of those 10, which one is the one, John?
Seven.
Hard to argue. Really fucking hard to argue. What are you thinking, Peter?
Definitely 7.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Because this. Come on. It tells you everything you want to know about the band within 5 seconds.
Just also, the later part, like, You tasted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It shows you what they were able to influence, you know, we mentioned, you know, the at the drive-ins of the world. Shows their influence, and it's just a great fucking song. Like sometimes that's all that matters.
Go find the. I think they played it on the Jon Stewart show, and oh my god, just to see them that young, like so good.
So let me ask you this before we wrap up: was it as painful as you thought it'd be, John?
Yes. Like, oh my god. But the round was the one that was the first one that went in the trash pile, and I was like, oh no. Like we did pretty good for a while on like keeping songs in the conversation at least, because that's all I wanted every song to be in the conversation, and we did pretty good for a while, but then they started coming into the pile, and I was like, no.
I think it's fair to say that they don't really have any duds in their discography at all.
True. No. Yeah. There's nothing that I went, no, not this.
Even something like Furt and Skirto or something that's kind of like a throwaway, like I love that song.
There were songs that I came across in the discography where I was like, okay, this is a great tune, but I like this song better. Or I think makes the case for the band better. But there was I don't think there was a single track that I just threw away and was like, nope, this is out. Forget it. Not a single one. Not many bands can do that. All right, let's give it its moment in the sun. 7 is our number one. Seven is your number one with a bullet. 8, Every Shining Time You Arrive, Friday, In Circles, Killed by an Angel, Pillars, Red Elephant, Song About an Angel, and Theo B. Wrap up your top 10. Beautiful. Beautiful, baby. Hey, you're listening to us on a podcast platform. You have to be. We're a podcast. I mean, whatever podcast platform it is, why don't you subscribe, rate, or comment? Do all three if you'd like. Supposedly, they say that makes us more visible in whatever podcast platform you're listening to us in. I don't know if that's true or not. Let's put it to the test. If everybody that listens to this episode does all that, maybe we shoot up the rankings. I don't know. Let's find out, as somebody once said on BoJack Horseman. Also, go to patreon.com/ohhijustin. That would be very cool. Become a patron for as low as $1 a month. It gets you all sorts of audio content, including episodes of Deprogrammed, sans ads, a week before the rest of the world. You get all my other podcasts, again, ad-free and before the rest of the world. You also get the daily podcast, Oh Hi Justin, right to your inbox every single day, Monday through Friday. Beautiful, baby, beautiful. It's a buck. Helps me out a great deal. It also gains you access to the Legion of Stupid Discord, which is where we record this show. So, you know, if you ever wanted to listen live, this is where it happens. Also, we do all sorts of great stuff in there. Tuesday nights, we do Jackbox Night. Maybe Legion of Stupid Olympics might be coming soon. It's a dumb idea I had last night when I popped in. Probably won't happen, but, you know what they say. Speak it into existence. Also, join the Legion Discord, Legion of Stupid Discord, all that, would be greatly appreciated. With that, Sunny Day Real Estate, learn them, love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.